I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Now that the Super Bowl is over, sports fans may be looking forward to March Madness or to the Olympics in London this summer. But this week, the spotlight's on Sochi, the Russian city that will host the next Winter Olympics in 2 years. Today was the first time athletes were allowed to train on the Olympic downhill skiing course in Sochi. Reporter Julia Barton is there as well. She says many Russians are hoping the 2014 Winter Games will make Sochi a must-see international destination.
Well, Sochi is the southernmost city in Russia. It's unusual for Russia in that it's a subtropical climate along the coast, but then it's right up against the Caucasus. So then you immediately go up to high elevations and there's snow and it's beautiful, there's forests. So part of it is Russia just wanting to show off this incredibly beautiful area. And then, of course, making this into a destination zone, because right now it's mainly only known to Russians as a domestic destination.
So it sounds like the notion of situating a Winter Olympics in a summer resort isn't actually so disadvantageous.
No, it's nice. I mean, they're building it in such a way that you'll be able to walk down below between all the stadiums very easily. It's very compact. And then they're building high-speed rail to take visitors up the mountains and also into central Sochi. But you have to understand, this whole area is very spread out. It's really challenging right now to get from one place to another. It's either an expensive cab ride or it's a very long, although affordable, bus ride. But people here are used to it. The question is whether visitors can orient themselves in this landscape that's so spread out.
The last Olympics took place in Vancouver, a city considered one of the most picturesque in the world. What is Sochi like? I mean, will it seduce newcomers immediately?
Well, it depends on what they like. I mean, the Caucasus, you could see them right in the background, beautiful snow-capped mountains. And then the Black Sea is right here. There is sort of a very Russian particular feeling to this place. It was developed mostly as a resort in the 90s. Before that, it was kind of a sleepy health spa destination. The Soviets built these edifices called sanatoriums for people to come and have this kind of very regimented health regime. And they would do that at the auspices of their unions or their workplaces. And then in the 90s, it just went wild here. And there's still sort of a 90s veneer to the whole place, I must say. And also, I don't see any signs in English. I don't see any menus in English. I hardly ever hear English being spoken. I don't get any sense that foreigners have started to trickle into Sochi. And I talked with some English-speaking students who've been pressed into trying to teach English to the local population. And they don't see a big interest in learning English right now. So it remains to be seen how Sochi is going to handle this influx of visitors from abroad.
Julia, despite the construction that's taking place there and the attempts to polish Sochi, it's still pretty remote, isn't it? How far is it from Moscow?
It was a 2.5-hour plane ride. Or you could take a 30-hour train ride.
Take your pick. Reporter Julia Barton in Sochi. We've got your photos of Sochi at theworld.org. Good to speak with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.